on the field here at NRG Stadium before the Falcons kick off against the Texans tonight for the second preseason game. We're here with the voice of the Falcons, Wes Durham. Wes, the second preseason game, maybe not a whole lot to get excited about, but there sure is a lot that you can be looking forward to. What are some of the things you're going to be looking at tonight?
I think you're looking for this team, Jay, to take another step forward tonight. I thought they played well in spots last week and went over the Dolphins. I thought it was pretty important to win the game last week against Miami. I think tonight is about being cleaner. They didn't have a turnover last week, which was good, in the win against Miami. I'm sure Coach Smith and the staff would like fewer penalties. We've seen a lot of penalties. A lot of people think points of emphasis has come into play. But you take the case of New Orleans last night, 22 penalties. Now, I know two of them were Jimmy Graham dunks, but at the same time, that's still 20 penalties. Teams want to be clean when they get through in the preseason. Not only want to have their roster set, I think you got to be pretty efficient, too. And I'm sure that's something this team is focused on here tonight.
You know, last week we saw the Falcons starting defense give up a long drive to open the game. We're starting to see some of those brand-new pieces play a little bit more. I'm sure you're going to be looking at what they do tonight.
Yeah, Rashid Heckman, I thought, caught my eye, not because of the sack last week, because of his ability to clog things up. Same thing with Solian in the brief time. He was in there last week against Miami. Tonight, I think you're looking to see a couple different things. One, the way that Houston wants to balance things run to pass. Bill O'Brien is a disciple of Belichick. They're going to throw it, but they're going to run it. What does that mean to the secondary? What does that mean to the back seven for Atlanta defensively? More efficient play, more cleaner play out of the linebacking core tonight will be something else we'll pay attention to, at least from the radio perspective. I think the other thing offensively is, how do they distribute the football? How many different guys touch the ball tonight who you can conceivably see touching that ball in week one? Not just from the wide receiver side, but in the running back side. How many different guys, and then add Steven Jackson at some point, can you conceivably see handling the football in week one? I think for Atlanta, the number could be close to 9 or 10. And that's a pretty strong number for a team going to week one.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Wes. We'll look forward to kickoff here in Houston, Texas. And we'll see more of you on AtlantaFalcons.com. On the field here at NRG Stadium before the Falcons kick off against the Texans tonight for the second preseason game. We're here with the voice of the Falcons, Wes Durham. Wes, the second preseason game, maybe not a whole lot to get excited about, but there sure is a lot that you can be looking forward to. What are some of the things you're going to be looking at tonight?
I think you're looking for this team, Jay, to take another step forward tonight. I thought they played well in spots last week in the win over the Dolphins. I thought it was pretty important to win the game last week against Miami. I think tonight is about being cleaner. They didn't have a turnover last week, which was good in the win against Miami. I'm sure Coach Smith and the staff would like fewer penalties. We've seen a lot of penalties. A lot of people think points of emphasis has come into play. But you know, you take the case of New Orleans last night, 22 penalties. Now, I know two of them were Jimmy Graham dunks, but at the same time, that's still 20 penalties. Teams want to be clean when they get through in the preseason. Not only want to have their roster set, I think you got to be pretty efficient, too. And I'm sure that's something this team is focused on here tonight.
You know, last week we saw the Falcons starting defense give up a long drive to open the game. We're starting to see some of those brand-new pieces play a little bit more. I'm sure you're going to be looking at what they do tonight.
Yeah, Rashid Heggman, I thought, caught my eye, not because of the sack last week, because of his ability to clog things up. Same thing with Solei in the brief time. He was in there last week against Miami. Tonight I think you're looking to see a couple different things. One, the way that Houston wants to balance things run to pass. Bill O'Brien is a disciple of Belichick. They're going to throw it, but they're going to run it. What does that mean to the secondary? What does that mean to the back seven for Atlanta defensively? More efficient play, more cleaner play out of the linebacking core tonight will be something else we'll pay attention to, at least from the radio perspective. I think the other thing offensively is, how do they distribute the football? How many different guys touch the ball tonight who you can conceivably see touching that ball in week one? Not just from the wide receiver side, but in the running back side. How many different guys, and then add Steven Jackson at some point, can you conceivably see handling the football in week one? I think for Atlanta, the number could be close to 9 or 10, and that's a pretty strong number for a team going to week one.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Wes. We'll look forward to kickoff here in Houston, Texas, and we'll see more of you on AtlantaFalcons.com. Thank you. On the field here at NRG Stadium before the Falcons kick off against the Texans tonight for the second preseason game. We're here with the voice of the Falcons, Wes Durham. Wes, the second preseason game, maybe not a whole lot to get excited about, but there sure is a lot that you can be looking forward to. What are some of the things you're going to be looking at tonight?
I think you're looking for this team, Jay, to take another step forward tonight. I thought they played well in spots last week in the win over the Dolphins. I thought it was pretty important to win the game last week against Miami. I think tonight is about being cleaner. They didn't have a turnover last week, which was good in the win against Miami. I'm sure Coach Smith and the staff would like fewer penalties. We've seen a lot of penalties. A lot of people think points of emphasis has come into play. But you know, you take the case of New Orleans last night, 22 penalties. Now, I know two of them were Jimmy Graham dunks, but at the same time, that's still 20 penalties. Teams want to be clean when they get through in the preseason. Not only want to have their roster set, I think you got to be pretty efficient, too. And I'm sure that's something this team is focused on here tonight.
You know, last week we saw the Falcons starting defense give up a long drive to open the game. We're starting to see some of those brand-new pieces play a little bit more. I'm sure you're going to be looking at what they do tonight.
Yeah, Rashid Heggman, I thought, caught my eye, not because of the sack last week, because of his ability to clog things up. Same thing with Solei in the brief time. He was in there last week against Miami. Tonight I think you're looking to see a couple different things. One, the way that Houston wants to balance things run to pass. Bill O'Brien is a disciple of Belichick. They're going to throw it, but they're going to run it. What does that mean to the secondary? What does that mean to the back seven for Atlanta defensively? More efficient play, more cleaner play out of the linebacking core tonight will be something else we'll pay attention to, at least from the radio perspective. I think the other thing offensively is, how do they distribute the football? How many different guys touch the ball tonight who you can conceivably see touching that ball in week one? Not just from the wide receiver side, but in the running back side. How many different guys, and then add Steven Jackson at some point, can you conceivably see handling the football in week one? I think for Atlanta, the number could be close to 9 or 10, and that's a pretty strong number for a team going to week one.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Wes. We'll look forward to kickoff here in Houston, Texas, and we'll see more of you on AtlantaFalcons.com. Thank you. On the field here at NRG Stadium before the Falcons kick off against the Texans tonight for the second preseason game. We're here with the voice of the Falcons, Wes Durham. Wes, the second preseason game, maybe not a whole lot to get excited about, but there sure is a lot that you can be looking forward to. What are some of the things you're going to be looking at tonight?
I think you're looking for this team, Jay, to take another step forward tonight. I thought they played well in spots last week in the win over the Dolphins. I thought it was pretty important to win the game last week against Miami. I think tonight is about being cleaner. They didn't have a turnover last week, which was good in the win against Miami. I'm sure Coach Smith and the staff would like fewer penalties. We've seen a lot of penalties. A lot of people think points of emphasis has come into play. But you know, you take the case of New Orleans last night, 22 penalties. Now, I know two of them were Jimmy Graham dunks, but at the same time, that's still 20 penalties. Teams want to be clean when they get through in the preseason. Not only want to have their roster set, I think you got to be pretty efficient, too. And I'm sure that's something this team is focused on here tonight.
You know, last week we saw the Falcons starting defense give up a long drive to open the game. We're starting to see some of those brand-new pieces play a little bit more. I'm sure you're going to be looking at what they do tonight.
Yeah, Rashid Heggman, I thought, caught my eye, not because of the sack last week, because of his ability to clog things up. Same thing with Solei in the brief time. He was in there last week against Miami. Tonight, I think you're looking to see a couple different things. One, the way that Houston wants to balance things run to pass. Bill O'Brien is a disciple of Belichick. They're going to throw it, but they're going to run it. What does that mean to the secondary? What does that mean to the back seven for Atlanta defensively? More efficient play, more cleaner play out of the linebacking court tonight will be something else we'll pay attention to, at least from the radio perspective. I think the other thing offensively is, how do they distribute the football? How many different guys touch the ball tonight who you can conceivably see touching that ball in week one? Not just from the wide receiver side, but in the running back side. How many different guys, and then add Steven Jackson at some point, can you conceivably see handling the football in week one? I think for Atlanta, the number could be close to 9 or 10, and that's a pretty strong number for a team going to week one.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Wes. We'll look forward to kickoff here in Houston, Texas, and we'll see more of you on AtlantaFalcons.com. Thank you.
All right, rolling.
On the field here at NRG Stadium before the Falcons kick off against the Texans tonight for the second preseason game. We're here with the voice of the Falcons, Wes Durham. Wes, the second preseason game, maybe not a whole lot to get excited about, but there sure is a lot that you can be looking forward to. What are some of the things you're going to be looking at tonight?
I think you're looking for this team, Jay, to take another step forward tonight. I thought they played well in spots last week and went over the Dolphins. I thought it was pretty important to win the game last week against Miami. I think tonight is about being cleaner. They didn't have a turnover last week, which was good in the win against Miami. I'm sure Coach Smith and the staff would like fewer penalties. We've seen a lot of penalties. A lot of people think points of emphasis is coming into play. But you take the case of New Orleans last night, 22 penalties. Now, I know two of them were Jimmy Graham dunks, but at the same time, that's still 20 penalties. Teams want to be clean when they get through in the preseason. Not only want to have their roster set, I think you got to be pretty efficient, too. And I'm sure that's something this team is focused on here tonight.
You know, last week we saw the Falcons starting defense give up a long drive to open the game. We're starting to see some of those brand-new pieces play a little bit more. I'm sure you're going to be looking at what they do tonight.
Yeah, Rashid Heggman, I thought, caught my eye, not because of the sack last week, because of his ability to clog things up. Same thing with Solei in the brief time. He was in there last week against Miami. Tonight, I think you're looking to see a couple different things. One, the way that Houston wants to balance things run to pass. Bill O'Brien is a disciple of Belichick. They're going to throw it, but they're going to run it. What does that mean to the secondary? What does that mean to the back seven for Atlanta defensively? More efficient play, more cleaner play out of the linebacking court tonight will be something else we'll pay attention to, at least from the radio perspective. I think the other thing offensively is, how do they distribute the football? How many different guys touch the ball tonight who you can conceivably see touching that ball in week one? Not just from the wide receiver side, but in the running back side. How many different guys, and then add Steven Jackson at some point, can you conceivably see handling the football week one? I think for Atlanta, the number could be close to 9 or 10. And that's a pretty strong number for a team going to week one.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Wes. We'll look forward to kickoff here in Houston, Texas, and we'll see more of you on AtlantaFalcons.com. Thank you.